Priya 101 also maybe. About the cult mentality, is the Hare Krishna movement a cult, a sect? I would say that when does a group of people working together, you know, some idealistic common interest, when do they turn into what we want to call a cult? Well, I mean, there are books about this, but one thing that I have spoken about here sometimes, I think, is that you see a common thing among religious groups, spiritual, or any group, I would say. But again, those who where the involvement is very deep and personally all engaging, more or less. Then they often, and I, you know, mainly I guess they always start with just, you know, sister brotherhood, just a few friends who do things together and help each other and so on. And then they have a mission. We serve the mission and we serve the good cause, which is to give this good treasure that we have found to as many as possible, right? Which is natural. You find something good, you want to pass it on. Now, organization developed, bureaucracy, hierarchy, and I would say it is when that structure starts to appear, just even the words now, you know, structure, bureaucracy, hierarchy, kind of words that we don't really like so much, right? But then here we are working for God and for bringing the message, you know, the good message of whatever it is we are, the message is to people far and wide. Now, there are certain things here I would say are indicators, you know, little warning signs. One is if they start telling you that this is the only way, there is no other way, there is no other way, there is no other way, and all the others are demons or whatever, some, you know, derogative word, then I would say be on your guard. And also, if you are told that your service to God and all this spiritual, wonderful life is about working for this organization, which, you know, I am the leader of, or we are the leaders of, especially if there is no accountability, really. Maybe you collect or you recruit or whatever resources. Recruiting means, yeah, collecting resources. It's like making money, right? Other people who can work, maybe donate. So when that is there, like, again, worked into the system, the whole thing, and it's there in the hierarchy where you pass the income or the the souls that you recruited up to the leaders, and you trust them that they represent God, and therefore you have done your good job. And then, since it's for God, then of course you shouldn't charge money for it. It's your devotional service, your bhakti, your spiritual duties. So if you find yourself then living in some substandard conditions, working 50 hours a week or more, something like that, longer than normal work days for ordinary people in the society you live in, not getting any or very slight income, and again, you may wonder, is this what God wants me to do? So, if we look at, you know, religion, spiritual traditions from all over the world, and we just go back to the origins, back to the stage where they are benign, often before there is an organization at all, but just a, you know, network, group of people, friends, and people who help each other, then I would say this is the way it should be. And we can talk about societies, countries, nations, people of the planet, large scale groups of people. And it seems to me, at least, that the same. What seems to work best and most sustainable and the most fair and honest and, how to say, ethical way is that small local communities of people who just get together because they like each other and they sympathize with each other and they want to do things together or just live next to each other. That's what a nice functional social society is about, isn't it? And in the old days, even when I was young, I felt it more that way. In the small town I grew up here in Sweden, we didn't care much about the big world out there and the big city with the big city people, and we were kind of self-sufficient, more or less. My father had a trouser factory and others made clothes, especially in our part of Sweden. Farmers grew food out there, outside of town, and sold them in the marketplace on Saturdays, and so on. There were blacksmiths and people repairing things and carpenters and so basically everything we needed was locally available, and it wasn't that or I guess even a town, it gets a little bit more impersonal, but in the villages outside where my relatives lived and my father and mother came from, everyone knew everyone, and you saw it more that, you know, here we are together. And we have a certain piece of land here together. So let's just, you know, divide it fairly so everyone can grow enough, have something to eat. And in other words, there is a kind of a natural friendship that, and of course, especially when you have some kind of, you know, deeper spiritual understanding of ourselves, each other, and so on, such as religion is supposed to give us, then we're nice people. And there's no one up there who is sucking out our resources of money or life, energy, that we have to serve. Okay, so government and somebody else where the government was in those days. Doing a fairly good job. And anyway, so I'm saying it's the same thing, that there's no need for empires growing. And people just get sucked into that, either as slaves or as consumers or lazy rich people who consumed all that which was taken. Because it tends then to be so that those volunteers, just to go back to organizations such as ISKCON, you know, spiritual organization, those people working often hidden, invisible, cutting vegetables and cleaning and doing this and that and washing pots and repairing and collecting the money and doing all the hard work. They are poor. They are exploited. No matter what you call it, I'm exploiting them for the service of God. I mean, you could say that as a leader, and that's what they think. I was in that position, so I know. And of course, we might be pioneers, having to work extra hard just to get things going. But then if I work as a leader as hard, and we all share and take only that which we need fairly, honestly, then everything is fine. But if you find that there is a kind of elite gliding around up there in special chambers, which you might get the privilege of visiting now and then as a servant, and you don't know what's going on in those chambers, and seems they live pretty well. Comfort, air tickets, nice cars, even nice ladies for the men sometimes. And I mean, it's easy to see when things have started developing in this kind of unhealthy fashion, because you're supposed to be a big family of friends working together, right? Now, not that you're working as lowly, obedient servants of some leaders who tell you that they are the representatives of God or something like that, or God, as in some cases you find. So what I'm saying is that we don't need to criticize or this or that bad, or but we should just learn to think for ourselves and be convinced that, for instance, what we're talking about here, What is the healthy status? And what are the symptoms when an organization, for instance here, a movement that turns into an institution, this is also generally what you find. It's not moving much anymore. There are chambers being built for the leaders. And the ones moving are those doing that work, maintaining the whole thing. I mean, you know what I mean, right? This can happen, and it has happened, and we see it. So if you see it happening, then this could give you the courage and conviction and intelligence to see that this is not what is supposed to be included in this deal. This is something that someone added to it. And, well, we could talk about that, and I think I did already, that we know that when these kind of upwards mobility, hierarchical structures appear, especially, I would say, in spiritual movements, when this kind of disappears that we're talking, when this appears that we're talking about here, then more often than not, I dare say, there may be some persons involved with certain nature, certain syndromes there of psychopath, narcissist, greed, money, power. Because especially spiritual movements are very easy to climb in and take over that way. But anyway, just a little bit of analysis here.